Dave Moore on Today FM.
Now, my next two guests are acting greats. Paul Reiser, you'll know from the likes of Mad About You, Stranger Things, The Kominsky Method, Beverly Hills Cop, the other fella, Colm Meaney, an Irish legend, you'll know from Star Trek, The Commitments, Con Air, and they have teamed up and they're in a new movie called The Problem With People. Have a listen.
Hello, not interested.
Hello, I am your cousin, Kieran.
And he wants you to just go to Ireland. What's the worst that could happen?
Cousin Barry from America.
Dad, your great-nephew, Barry.
Never thought I'd live to see it.
The good Lord granted Fergus such a full life.
Till the American arrives.
Jesus, your father left half of everything to Barry.
Who's to say that my dad wasn't still alive when Barry entered the room?
That is The Problem With People, which comes out in cinemas on Friday. And I met up with the stars, Paul Reiser and Colm Meaney, in the swanky Westbury Hotel and started off by telling them how much I love The Problem With People.
Don't tell us, tell them.
Oh, don't worry, they're all listening. It feels like two old friends got together to finally do the project they've been talking about. That's not the case. Didn't you guys have a pint and meet here? We're in the Westbury Hotel. Yeah, this is where you met first.
Yes, it is. It is. I nearly missed each other.
Really?
Yes, because he said...
He couldn't follow instructions.
Yeah, well... He doesn't know the difference between a bar and a lounge. You know?
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's like, anyway, so I was sitting in the bar. He comes out and he's sitting on a big sofa, of course, out in the lobby.
And I had reserved the car. I said, Colm Meaney's coming. Make sure nobody sits in the area.
And 20 minutes, half an hour goes by, and we can't find each other. And eventually he tracked me down.
He wandered down to the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
I had wanted to make this movie for a long time. And then once I sent the script to Colm, and he thankfully responded and said, yeah, let's go do it. It still took 3 years. The pandemic was no treat.
Not helpful. Yeah.
Not helpful. Yeah. But when we finally did it, and when I finally saw him in the correct bar, I went, okay, I got it. Now I see him. It's real.
Yep. Right. And Paul, was it an idea where you've been coming to Ireland for years, you've got a holiday home in Clare, and you really want to make a movie here? Or was it the other way where you went, I just want to make a movie in Ireland. How do we work from that?
Yes.
Was it that one? Okay.
It was totally ass backwards. It was that. It's like I had been to Ireland. I loved it. And I just, every time I see a movie made in Ireland, I go, I'd like to do that. So I had to come up with a story that could reasonably get me to Ireland. And luckily we found this story that became The Problem With People.
And what a great story it is. In fact, I think nobody does petty quite like you two boys do petty in this movie, right? You're exquisitely annoying
to
each other.
There's a compliment.
Yeah, thank you.
No,
thank you.
Petty like you.
No, none of that De Niro, Denzel stuff. No, we got it.
Absolutely.
But what I wonder, though, is in real life for a second, like, what is the thing that would make you petty? For me, you know when you're in a car park and you get to the barrier and someone gets to the barrier and parks the car, gets out and walks back to the machine, yeah, those people should be arrested immediately.
I would completely agree with you.
Thank you, Colin.
Yeah.
Is there anything that would just make your blood boil in real life?
Oh, any number of things, and I don't always see them coming. It sometimes depends on where on the scale of have I eaten recently. I'll be in a restaurant, and if I haven't eaten yet, and I'll go, I don't want to hear that guy talk. And I don't like, she's talking to her husband. I'm going, you know what? I think I'm a little cranky. Maybe I should eat something. And they go, oh, they're fine.
Yeah, hanger.
Yeah, it's not the issue so much as I just need some sugar in me.
And then, Colm, when you had Paul and I don't know how many other Americans there were on set, but were you tasked with bringing Paul and the Americans, showing them the country, or was that someone else's job?
No, not really. I mean, Paul, you know, ferrets things out for himself. You know, he's very, very self-sufficient like that. He doesn't need guidance.
A meanie-shaped chaperone.
No, not at all. And I think, you know, I think both he and Chris, our director, who's actually English, but he had worked here a lot, and I'd worked with him here before, and he's very kind of attentive and clued in to Ireland and the Irish audience. Okay. And it was, in fact, Chris is responsible in so many ways for the film being so authentic, I think, in that his constant thought was, this has to work for an Irish audience.
Wow.
And then it'll work for elsewhere.
And you can tell that because it is utterly authentic. There wasn't, because often when an American-made movie is set in Ireland, you can see things as an Irish person. You go, really? But no, this was really authentic all the way through.
That's music to my ears. That's great to hear.
And Paul, you were introduced, or your character, I should say, is introduced in the movie, Barry, to Gaelic football, GAA. But was that also the first time you, Paul Reiser, saw Gaelic football?
Yeah. In the original script, I had just put football, soccer. And then an Irish friend said, you know, you might want to, it's actually bigger as Gaelic football. I went, I don't even know what that is. And I said, well, that's great. And so that was the only scene where his character was explaining to me, what am I watching here? I've never seen this. But then we actually went, Life Imitates Art. We went to an actual match. I forgot who played. It was
Crow Park?
Crow Park.
Yeah. Can you remember what it was?
It was Galway and someone else.
Yeah.
And, but Colm was...
Not the Dubs, because you'd remember
it
was the Dubs.
Exactly. It wasn't the Dubs, yeah.
But Colm was explaining, and he goes, you'll see, because I thought... It's much wider. It's a bigger field than I'm used to. Yeah. Like, why is he dribbling? That's cool. Whatever. Yeah. It was great. That was a highlight of one of the highlights of the time here. Yeah. My boys were with me and we had a great time.
Oh, fantastic. Excellent. A lovely bit of the relationship between you guys in this film is the will they, won't they? Because you keep almost reconciling. Like, the movie almost finishes, like, you know, 15 times in the movie, which is so great. And usually that will they, won't they dynamic is reserved for a romantic kind of relationship. But I think there's a real beauty to this, that it's two men trying to solve an ancient feud, and they nearly get there, but then something twigs. And was that, Paul, was that something you were just going, this needs to happen to constantly bring us on this journey?
Well, that was part of the challenge in writing it. Like, how do you escalate it and keep it real? Because this is not, you know, this is not a broad,
Sure.
There's some broad comedy, but you've got to believe that these are two actual people and keep it believable. What would they do? And the fun of it to me is the childishness, the pettiness. It's like, these are mature men. These are not young guys.
Yeah.
And like, basically it comes down to, he started.
It's the little things that matter.
Yes. It's like, oh, you're going to do that to me? Well, I'm going to do that to you. Well, guess what? And underneath that is that, oh, big fancy Americans. Like, okay, little country bumpkin. Yeah. And so it was all grounded in something that was real. And it comes to a point of, you know, I love the scene where he goes, what are we doing? You know, we're just, this is exactly what our fathers wanted us to not do. And here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
And that to me is sort of the message of the, you know, you take any conflict in the world, put them in a room and ask them, what do you want?
Yeah.
I'd just like for you to not shoot at me. Well, I would like you to not shoot at me. Well, then we're not that far apart.
Yeah, that's fair. One more question before I go. A comment, I don't know if you know this, but there's an artist called Liam Robinson, who's decorated an electrical box with your face on a packet of meanies. This is an electrical box that actually exists for real, right?
I didn't know.
Okay, well, hang on, because I've got something to show you, right? It is amazing. And what I thought I would do,
Collins,
in honor of Paul
arriving,
pickled
onion flavor,
is I would bring you both a packet each of the actual meanies.
Oh my
and
God.
So, Colm, you can have those.
Ah, how kind. Oh,
thank you
so much. I see.
Pickled onion, actual meanies. But Colm, that's a real thing in Dublin right
Wait
now.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Is it?
Do I get 10 cents a pack?
Yo, you're going to guess. You're going
to
get
a piece
of this.
You need to talk to Mr. Tato.
I Roddy Doyle, would you believe, texted me a picture of this last week.
Brilliant.
I hadn't seen it. It's in Whitehall, isn't
it? It's in Whitehall, yeah, absolutely. So not too far from
And I
from
understand
where
the
Park
pickled
is.
Onion, these work great as a breath mint as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, you should eat them now, and for the rest of the day, people will be so
and
glad they've
women.
Talked
yeah,
to you.
That's
yeah,
gonna
yeah,
be
yeah,
thank
definitely.
Thank you so much,
listen,
that's
very sweet. Listen,
nice.
Thank you guys for thank the problem you. With people. It's great. I can't wait for my audience to see it. And I didn't even get to talk about Mad About You, which was my college TV series. I loved it. It was
we'll
amazing.
Come back. We'll
yeah,
do
definitely.
Another one.
Next time.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Really appreciate it.
Dave Moore on Today FM.